You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Here we go. Yes, you have chosen Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast, and we won't disappoint you.
Well, we'll try our very best not to anyway. Can I start off and ask, are you all right?
Oh.
You had a stabbing pain in your chest.
Yes.
During the show, you were bent over in agony after eating a rice cake. Are you having a heart attack?
It wasn't actually coming from my heart. It was coming from my bowels.
Oh.
Let me
what? But you said it was beside your chest.
Yeah, it was kind of lower down. I thought it was the appendix. I thought I was going to have to go to Vincent's private. It was very interesting because I started thinking back, what have I eaten? Yeah. I think that's the best thing to do in those situations. And I tried out a new ramen bar in Dunleary last night.
Yeah.
I want to give a big shout out to Soup.
Sorry?
Main Street of Dunleary.
Did you like it?
Near the IMC Cinema. Fantastic.
Well, just to keep it balanced, I was there before. Wasn't a fan.
Were you there before?
Mm-hmm.
What did you go for?
Oh, some chicken thing. I was there.
Were
I know
you actually?
It's on the main street in Dunleary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it. It's, if you're coming from Monkstown and you're going towards cinema, it's just on the right-hand
there
side.
There we go. What did you think?
I didn't like it.
Why not?
I don't like that sort of food.
It was ramen with noodles,
chicken, broccoli.
I had
chicken and chips. I think I'm pretty sure.
Did you
sure
go for that?
It was fine. I can't remember
a
exactly
spice
what I
bag.
Had. It was fine.
Why did you do that?
Why did I do what?
It's a ramen bar. Why didn't you get ramen?
I don't like ramen. It's like a puddle.
Open your mind.
Isn't it like a puddle though?
It is everything in a bowl.
See, you like puddles because you have your porridge is like a puddle.
Puddly porridge.
You have like water and it's very watery, while my porridge is very dry.
Your porridge is very dry. It was the first time you actually fed me like a foie gras goose.
Yes.
And I found it so heavy and starchy.
Yeah, I love it.
You have real fibre in those bowels.
Yeah, no, I really like my porridge.
It's very dense, Graham.
Dry almond milk, not too much milk. It's nicely mixed around.
It's kind of like cement. You actually could frame a picture with it.
What?
You could hang a picture, not frame it.
Why
you? Maybe it could be a frame. No, you're catching me out here.
Who hangs photos with cement?
Hmm?
Stop going, to buy time.
It could be a blue tack. It has very similar consistencies.
No,
blue
it,
tack
it
and
doesn't.
Cement.
You hammer a little nail in and you push some picture hooks on the back or a screw and then you fiddle it around until it catches and then you hang it up.
I'm sorry, Graham. We didn't all grow up in a DIY store.
I'm sorry, Nathan. You have to stop getting your sayings mixed up. Your boss has after told you inside 10 minutes ago because you said a slither of cake instead of a sliver of cake.
You thought it was slither
as well.
I wasn't
thinking about it. I don't
Back
really listen.
Me up, brother.
I thought it could have been anything. It didn't stand out.
See, the thing is, what I do is I push the boundaries. I may have been uncertain, but I went for it. And yes, it slapped me in my round face.
You got a different one. You meant to say take the bull by the horns, but you said take the game by the hand.
I'm going for it.
When we were doing Gotta Get It Wrong on the show the last day.
You gotta try these things.
You gotta try, but can you try them correctly?
No one teaches you.
It's kind of life, really kind of... Go, okay.
Give me some of my favourite sayings. It calms me down when I'm feeling stressed.
That I give to you.
Yes.
What you expect from a pig but a grunt.
Amazing. And when you say them, can you please give us in layman's terms what it means?
If someone goes, oh, I can't believe that person. Okay, say there's a guy and he's always cheating. And someone goes, did you hear your man cheated on the girlfriend? And then you go, so what do you expect from a pig butter grunt? What you expect from an ass but a kick is another one.
Yeah.
I
liked what you said about the spit.
Oh,
I said it to my parents the other day.
So if someone is very mean, you say they wouldn't spit on you if you're on fire.
Yeah.
So that's how little they'll help you now. Even if you're on fire, not alone they wouldn't throw a bucket of water on you, they wouldn't even give you your spit.
But would you want to be spat at if you're on fire?
If it helped.
Would it help?
If it probably
in would the, phlegm, you unless you were actually, if the person was downing petrol.
I'm not talking about, oh, that would be very bad.
That would then be annoying. Yeah. Like, do you know those circus performers? There's one you always see at the top of Grafton Street.
Say if there's someone now and very cross, you'd say, oh, she'd eat you without salt.
She'd eat you without salt.
She'd eat you without salt.
That's if you're angry. If the person,
if someone's been angry. And or she likes giving out. Or he. Either or.
Can you give me one more?
If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
Elaborate.
I don't really know. I'm gonna.
So if it's good for one person, it's good for many people.
I think so. Let me... I can say it in a context, but I can't explain the context right now.
My favourite saying while Graham is looking this up, it comes from Ricky Gervais in his series Afterlife on Netflix, when he says society works best when old men plant trees knowing they'll never get to sit in its shade.
That's, I like that one.
So beautiful.
Definition of what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Used to say that one person or situation should be treated the same way that another person or situation is treated. If he can go out with his friends at night, then she should be able to too. That's good for the goose, good for the gander. So basically, another kind of one is treat thy neighbour as thy... themselves.
Yeah.
You know that one.
Treat how you'd like to be treated.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I like that. It's good for the goose. It's good for the gander.
I think we need to touch on last Friday.
Yeah.
It was the Radio Awards in Kilkenny. So if you don't know what these awards are like, I suppose...
A lot of egos in one room.
In your job, you listening, you might have awards ceremonies. In big companies, they tend to do it. It lifts morale and it's a good bonding process. But they are generally very awkward.
Yeah, we talked about it. I said I was going to try my best to network. Didn't really network. I actually don't think I talked to anybody I didn't know. I talked to some guy in iRadio who enjoyed listening to our show and watching our Instagrams.
His name
was
Kieran. I think he went up to me as well. Lovely man.
His name was Kieran. Lovely guy.
I got very drunk at the table. I went for the house wine. And you never really know the standard of the house wine. You don't know what year it is or if it's going to give you a massive headache the next day.
Generally gives you a massive headache. I only had one glass of wine at the table while you had about four or five.
I think I had a bottle of wine to myself.
You nearly did. You kept on grabbing the ones walking around with the wine going, another one, another one, another one.
I think she hated me.
But in the back of my head, I was thinking, I have to drive tomorrow, so I don't want to get too loaded. And then we won an award.
Yeah, guys, would you believe...
Wow.
Best breakfast show in the country. Want to say a massive thank you to the gent and the listener, Ian Dempsey.
Yeah, he came
Sir
second.
Ian Dempsey, yeah.
He got silver. And some people might think, you know what, coming silver to someone else, he might get a bit angry. Not Ian. He sent us a beautiful email on the morning afterwards when he found out. And it was beautiful to get an email from such a highly regarded person in society, in radio society, that is, and society, I presume.
Yeah.
He is, wherever
he's a
he lives.
Lovely man.
I'm sure he's really respected in his local community.
He pays his taxes
100%.
And everything.
He would pay his TV license. He's working RTE, of course. So that was lovely. And it was really nice to win the award.
There is only really a few embarrassing moments for myself where when we won the award, I was very much on a love buzz, which is good in a way.
Of course,
I went
happy.
Up to everyone and I was saying, oh man, I love you. I was really complimenting people, but you look back and go, wow, that was awkward. Like, I was saying sweeping statements like, I'm here because of you, to people that I'm like, I don't know if that is true, but hey, we had a great time.
I avoided a lot of people.
Yeah.
Very happy to do so because I get awkward around these things because obviously it was a big deal us winning that. And we were obviously very happy, but I can't deal with the congratulations. I don't know what it is.
Can we delve in deep?
I go within myself and they'll go, congratulations, it's such a big moment. I go, ah, no, it's not. And they go, Graham, it is.
Here.
It is.
Graham, for anyone listening to this, who is very similar to yourself.
So annoying.
That finds it difficult to take praise or compliments. Like, would you say this is a good trait to have?
I don't know, because it's kind of good in a way where I'm not going running around with the award thinking I'm the greatest shit in the world. You know
never
what I mean?
Want to be arrogant.
Do you imagine if you won the award and you walked around and going, well, fuck you guys, we're the best breakfast show. I think I'm so hypersensitive to not being like that, when I know I'm not like that anyway, but I'm so afraid of anyone ever saying that I'm arrogant.
What if that turned, though?
See, I think because people used to think I was arrogant back in school because I was just really quiet. So the older guys would say, oh, he's a Graham Tool, he's an arrogant prick. But I wasn't. I just wouldn't talk because I was shy.
Isn't that weird how arrogance, people think it's arrogance from being quiet.
Yeah, and it's happened a few times to a few different people.
So just
well.
An example. Like,
I don't know. I'm telling you.
I don't understand that, though.
Either
so you're do I. quiet in a group and someone's thinking that you're too good to talk.
Yeah. In that sense, where maybe I was shy, but I was trying to maybe put on a bit of a mask, trying to pretend I wasn't shy or not really uncomfortable. So maybe the aura I was exuding was maybe me overcompensating for being shy. So maybe the way I talked was in an arrogant tone to try and make sure I wasn't feeling shy. I don't know
but
what it was.
But you are a bit of a product of your own environment, so your parents wouldn't. Be a very
no, not they? At all. They wouldn't be screaming and shouting about anything.
But Rebecca would probably, your sister would be take praise, I'd say.
She would take praise, yeah. See, we both did Irish dancing when we were younger, and I remember because I was very good at Irish dancing and I would win a lot and I'd be competing at the world level and stuff like that, and I'd be doing very well. And I just remember it was always ingrained in me, never be cocky about it and don't show off. And don't be like rubbing in people's faces when you win or if you win and stuff like that. So I think that's kind of stuck with me. Because that was from about, I probably started getting really good between the ages of 10 and 14. So I was very young. So that's when you're really kind of developing and your brain is developing. So I think that maybe it's been instilled for me from my parents since then not to be like that. And now I'm at an age where I'm old and I just can't accept a compliment or someone saying well done. It's
so
like,
are
Graham,
you happy about that, Graham? Because do you know this could all...
I prefer to be like this than to be cocky.
Yeah, okay.
I would obviously prefer
to be... I'm sure
there's
a happy medium.
I would obviously... You're probably the happy medium. Mm. How did you deal with it? Because people come up saying, wishing you...
I was just saying thank you, which you would have done as well.
But did you feel awkward?
I didn't feel awkward, no. I suppose I just... You can accept compliments by not being a dick. You just are very thankful. But in terms of like... I know it's a big deal. It's a huge deal, winning the award, and you do feel great about it because we like this isn't the first year of us going to these award ceremonies.
Fifth.
We've had disappointments along the way. Yeah. We've had to sit there and go, oh, but I always believed our show was really good.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking, you know, I think we should be getting more recognition.
Well,
the
thing is, we didn't get nominated.
Yeah.
We've only once got nominated. We got nominated last year for different things, but we've never got nominated. In the 5 years, our show has got nominated once, and we came third for Best Music Show. So I think this year was like, oh shit, we got like a good few nominations.
It's a difficult one because friend of the podcast, Sean Reedy, he said to me during the week, he's my roommate, and he was like, man, you must be so happy. You and Graham must be just so happy. Like, top of the game, really. You've won the Best Breakfast Show award in the country. Like, you know, this career is so tumultuous. You know, what goes up can have
well,
to go
yeah,
down.
Of course, of course.
And you don't want to look back in 10 years' time and go, oh, was I really that happy? But it's just a tough one because you can't just be running like a wild man now and be like, oh, we're great.
Yeah, because then you, I feel like...
Take the foot off the pedal.
Yeah, and take the eye off the ball.
Yeah.
Like, if you go on Monday and think, oh, we've got the best breakfast show in the country, and then you just stop giving content, then you're like, well, that's... I can't even speak today.
But when
how has this guy won an award?
When you were
it's
saying
like a football team. We were at Roy Keane. It's like they won the treble. They celebrated, and the next day they're like, okay, we have to win next season. So it's kind of like that, I suppose. Now, of course, I'm absolutely delighted. I went down to the sauna.
You had a nice moment. Describe that.
Well, I just went down by myself because I was so obsessed with not getting pulled over, having a drink on me the next day. I waited until 12 o'clock. I feel like that was an okay time because I didn't go mental on the night, and I went to the sauna and steam room, and I was down there by myself because you're all in bed, and I just had a nice little moment thinking, Jesus, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to win an award when I was
younger. Do you think you'll appreciate this moment though? Do you think you have appreciated
it? I think I have really appreciated it this week. I really do.
Like,
it was nice bringing the trophy back to my parents.
You were saying this morning about old roommates that you had.
Ah,
and when
yes.
it was the trio of yourself, well, the four, yourself, Brian, Keith, and Jack.
Yeah.
They were the people you lived with in the current house you're in.
Yeah.
The glory days, if you will. And you were just saying, ah, you know, those were the good old days. Do you look back?
The days are very good now as well.
Yeah, of course. But do you look back at those days and think, oh, I appreciated that?
Yeah, well, like, you always look back, because you look back in first and second year and in the moment.
Yeah.
I always say, I think, as a person in Dublin, like, living with a group of lads, I think second year was the best, because you were still really young and naive, and you kind of knew Dublin, but you were still living in the student bubble. And there was another guy living as well, so it was five of us living together in this really shit house. And we always said it was the shittest house we ever lived in, but it was the best crack we've ever had as housemates. Mm. So at the time, you're not thinking that.
Of course.
Now, you're not thinking, this is the greatest time we'll have living together as lads.
It's very tough.
Because we can go out and we can get up in the morning, we don't have hangovers, and we do whatever we want, and we live off bloody €20 a night.
Mm.
But you look back now fondly upon that. And I look back fondly, of course, on having Keith and Jack living with me. And now I'm living with Michael and Jack and Brian. And I'm sure when we eventually move out, I'll look back fondly on that as well. Just, you never really, I don't think, and I think everyone's like that. You never really appreciate the moment you're in until you move on and look back and go, God, that was really great.
It's so difficult.
Yeah.
It's very tough.
Especially because my ex-housemate, Jack Gillivan, is now in the midst of Hong Kong.
Yeah.
In all these protests. Shout out, Jack Gillivan. I know you listen.
How's he getting on? You said he got tear gas. Is he okay? I worry about Jack's
vision. Well, I haven't heard that from him.
Oh, really?
I haven't. I've heard that from a secondary source.
Jack, don't be ashamed by that. It's not your fault.
I'm not saying he's ashamed.
No, but is it okay to say that? Jack, come forward. It's fine.
He hasn't. He's okay. He's okay.
Even if you have, it's fine.
He's loving it. He's joined a Gaelic team. The man never touched a Gaelic ball in his life. And he's joined a Gaelic team in Hong Kong.
He's a great guy.
I'm still waiting on a message back from him. He may be coming with me on holidays.
Really?
Maybe. I'm still waiting on his reply.
Malaysia, baby.
Fingers crossed. Here, we have a few emails to get through.
We have emails and we have exciting news.
We don't know if the news
we
is
we can't
true yet.
Announce the exciting news. Before we get
can
to
can we
the
announce it next week?
Emails.
Because we have to properly
we just
talk
have
about
to
it.
Say that there are things happening in the background that might really elevate this podcast. That's
might.
All we can say.
Well, it hasn't been confirmed yet.
Absolutely not. Just know that this stagnant podcast that many of you don't listen to, it might be going places. That's your wet the lips. That's a little tease for you.
It is. We'll probably have... We'll definitely have an answer for you next week. What number is this? 108?
108.
109. We may have to push out the guest one for another podcast.
That, you wouldn't begrudge us that.
It depends what happens next week.
So just tell us what's going on.
We are offering up the opportunity to be co-host of Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast for an episode. We say we may do this a couple of times a year,
yeah.
But this is the first time we're going to do it. So we're getting to email grahamandnathan@gmail.com. Do you know what? Last week to enter. Next week, 109, we're cutting it off.
And we have to say that you don't have to think, oh, I always wanted to be a radio presenter. It can just be anyone. You don't have to feel like you have an interest to be the next radio presenter.
Nope.
You might just listen to this podcast and think, I wouldn't mind appearing on an episode and just having a chat.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out where I stopped last week. Okay, but Omar, Kenneth. Don't know if we did Kenneth O'Toole, but I know we didn't do the next person. So I'll do Kenneth O'Toole anyway because he messaged. So last week we got to a few people. They're in. We're going to review them all. Come together and we'll... Yeah, so next week... At the end of next week's episode, we'll tell you the person.
Okay.
We'll get the last few emails in, read them out, and then we'll pick the person, 109. This is from Kenneth O'Toole, Nathan.
Hello, Kenneth.
Hi. I would love to co-host it. I'd say it would be great crack. Love a bit of banter also. Thanks, Ken.
I like Kenny, baby. Short and sweet, but there's real enthusiasm.
Yeah, and he's got the same surname as myself.
Oh, always a bonus.
Next one. Laura.
Hello, Laura.
Hey, guys. You may not remember me, but my name is Laura. I used to work for Freak by doing the news you can use videos on their social media. I do remember that. I just saw on Instagram there that you both are looking for a co-host for an episode of the Little Big Podcast, and it sounds like great crack. I'd love to be considered and give it a go. I used to do some podcasting in college when I studied in Ballyfermot, so I would be completely in the dark. I think she meant...
Definitely wouldn't.
So I wouldn't be completely in the dark, if that helps at all. Have a good one, Laura Goff.
Real experience. Thank you, Laura.
I remember Laura. I know she used to work on Freak. She used to do the social media videos. I was very impressed with them. Laura, you're in the draw. Everyone's in the draw, guys.
Everyone's in the big bowler hat that we're going to pick out.
Kevin Holt.
Very strong name. I have no doubt this man is physically and mentally strong.
Subject line, yes.
Absolutely.
Body of email, thanks, Kevin.
Kevin. Stunning. Are we a fan of this is it lazy?
Is he a genius? Because some people say Nathan O'Reilly, he's a genius. And I think he watches football videos during the show. How can you call him a genius?
Can you describe, just off topic? Okay.
Yes.
I'm really break it down.
Are you not roasting in that jumper?
Sorry?
It's so hot in here.
I'm going to...
You're basically wearing a sheep with a hood. And it's so hot.
I look very religious, don't I?
I love that jumper so much.
Do you enjoy it?
It's a really big, fluffy, furry jumper. It's oversized.
Like a sheepdog.
Yeah, it's black, white and green. It's oversized. It's perfect for the winter.
Okay, Graham, you're out. It's a Friday night, but you find yourself by yourself and you're alone. That's what by yourself is, I suppose. Someone goes up to you and says, can you just tell me what Nathan is like and what's it like doing a show with him?
Nathan is an enigma. No one will ever truly get inside Nathan O'Reilly's head. What's it like doing a show with him? It is a special experience. He sits there, looks at you blankly, with a strange look on his face. If he doesn't know what to say, he won't think about it. He'll just say, what? To try and buy himself time. Then you'll go, no, and you'll ask him the question again. They'll go, what? And like he's doing now, giggling at me. And then he'll watch Fernando Torres' top 40 goals for Atletico Madrid.
Okay. Someone says, you must get annoyed that he watches all these football videos while you're working so hard with the paper.
No, because the more work he has to do, the more cluttered his mind is. I need to unclutter his mind.
What have you said to me from the very beginning of my career?
Empty your mind.
Empty my mind.
They'll never forget the first radio show we did outside of college was on Freak. And you were doing it all summer and I was in Vancouver. And I came home.
The machine.
And you were literally about to get reefed off the station because you were being compared to a children's presenter.
Yeah.
And I sat in there and it wasn't my show. I was just going to sit in to see how
it
worked.
Nathan O'Reilly show.
It was Nathan O'Reilly show. I've never seen the man more stressed in my life.
Richard.
Press the buttons.
Very wooden.
we had the view of the Darche outside the window. And Nathan threw to me for some reason. And I go, this is beautiful. We got a view of the Darche here. I'm looking down on the platform.
I was like, wrap it up. I need to play Jason Derulo.
You're like, yeah, cool. You play the song. And I go, what has happened to you
said
since I've left?
Everything you've learned, unlearn.
I was like, listen to me. Empty your mind. Empty it. The more you have to do, press the buttons. That's why when I'm on holidays, Nick Kay comes in. He presses the buttons. He looks after the weather, the time, all the music information. Don't worry about that, Nathan. Empty it. Like, Jesus, we had Ava Max in here yesterday. Number one song. And you got her to sing you happy birthday with your birthdays in August. Ava Max, my birthday's in August. And I don't know when you're listening to this. It is now the 10th of October. She goes, really?
Describe.
Sing me happy birthday.
Describe the fear that you have sometimes that happens during the show where I might be having a flow where my eyes change. I can only remember when I brought the keyboard in I ended up going on a tangent singing a song. Are you scared during those moments?
I'm just a little bit, but I know gold is coming. I know when you get into this moment, it's literally like someone has stepped inside your body and has taken over and there's no stopping you. I'm not even going to bother speaking until you stop because you are in this weird flow and it's so strange. Anyway, that's Nathan O'Reilly.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Next up. Robin Christina Cocker.
That's a lovely name.
Hi, guys. I would be really interested in co-presenting a podcast with you both.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you guys on Spin, I presume, for years. The show makes my day driving into work. Oh, thank you very much.
Appreciate
that's Robin.
That. Thank you, Robin.
That's very nice.
That's a message, yeah?
Yep. Jason Heffernan.
Oh, hello, Jason.
Lads, this is the first time someone's been nominated. I nominate Niall Heffernan for co-hosting duties. Time to revive his penguin back.
Come on, Graham.
Sorry, guys.
Is it frustrating to listen to?
Time to revive his penguin bar joke segment. Did he do a penguin bar joke segment?
I don't know. He has very big lips. I used to live with Niall. He's a good friend of mine. Live with him in Portobello. And
he'd be a very good co-host.
He'd be a brilliant. He's very witty.
We can't be dealing with friends. Not for the first one.
It would be nepotism, wouldn't it?
It would be. It would be very good, though.
Good fun.
Time to revive his Penguin Bar joke segment. That's very hard to say. Say that, Nathan, really quickly.
Penguin Bar segment.
Penguin Bar joke segment. Time to revive his Penguin Bar joke segment.
Time to revive his Penguin Bar joke segment.
Quicker.
Time to revive his Penguin Bar joke segment.
That's okay. Oh, we got a beefy one.
Yes. Now try and not fluff up here.
Jesus.
Just imagine.
Well, the structure of this is really good, so I presume the grammar is going to be good.
Oh, who is that from?
Subject line, congratulations from Tommy. Hi, fellas. Long time listener, first time emailer here.
Thank you, Tommy.
Just wanted to send you both a big congratulations on winning Breakfast Show of the Year at the Imrose.
Oh,
it's very well deserved. Thank you very much.
You're a sweetheart.
I've been a big fan of yours for the past few years, ever since I first heard you on the Zoo Crew. I have listened to every episode of the Little Big Podcast and always catch up on the bits of your show that I've missed on Fully Charged Daily every day on my lunch break. Tommy, thank you so much.
I want to kiss you on your lips. I always feel like no one liked us on the Zoo Crew.
Do you?
Yeah.
We didn't do too bad.
You just always feel, what did we do on it? It just seems so long ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think we were getting a swing of things. We had funny segments and stuff like that, like session ma or nah.
Yeah.
Is this person a session ma? I find it very easy to relate to you both, as I'm of a similar age and also a fine countryman like yourself, Graham. I used to drive a similar model of car. Yeah, you put in brackets. Thank you very much. Nathan will probably leave it in.
Sorry about that.
And so I know how frustrating and annoying your car situation is.
Ah, Graham, you've become very relatable.
Do you want an update? Oh. I'll give you an update. I'll give you an update later on.
All fair.
Because I actually got a phone call this morning.
Honour.
No honour. And Nathan, I must say, I thoroughly enjoy all of your antics, so keep up the good work and never change. The podcast...
Jesus.
Change a little bit, will
I'm
you?
I'm really liking this guy.
The podcast really makes a long drive home on a Friday evening much more enjoyable whenever I do decide to make the journey to Kerry, so I'd like to thank you both for this. Thank you very much.
He is a front runner for me.
I would love to be considered for the guest presenter role, but I fear that I would lack the confidence to come on and speak about myself in front of a microphone. My anxiety levels will be through the roof. I'm far too shy and awkward for your line of work.
I like shy and awkward people.
Yeah.
I'm very much drawn to them.
Keep up the fantastic work, lads. And many thanks to the excellent level of entertainment that you provide on a daily basis. I'm sure the awards will be flying in from now on. Kind regards, it's Tommy!
Put him in the pot of wow. I really like.
What about Kevin Holt, who said yes? They're very similar.
Yeah, I really like that, Tommy. Thank you.
Oh, we got a big one.
Holy.
Can I just say how
baby.
Well I read that one?
Yeah. This is phenomenal. Thank you so much. Genuinely.
This is really nice.
Can't believe people listen to this podcast.
Subject line, best episode ever, bracket pending.
Oh, the confidence. Okay, so we had Tommy, who is a shy, awkward guy, self-deprecating, but definitely had a glint in his eye.
Hmm.
This person, whoever he or she is it a he, she?
He,
coming in, all guns blaring.
Gentlemen, let me take this opportunity to say hearty congratulations on your recent acquisition of the title of Ireland's Greatest Breakfast Show 2019.
Wait, hang on a sec. I said all guns blaring. Is that
oh
the correct?
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Did you actually?
Yes.
I wasn't listening.
I said all guns blaring.
All guns blazing. This is what we talk about. Stop using sayings. You're
I
shit
said
at them.
All guns blaring.
Like, honestly. Where? No, seriously, this is becoming a problem. This is becoming a problem.
Why?
Because you're getting things wrong. Like, it's fine here because we've got people who enjoy listening to us. What if someone's listening in the car and they go, oh, shut up, you idiot.
Why didn't you correct me?
I wasn't listening.
I had to correct myself. Is all guns blaring completely wrong? I'm sorry.
Stop.
Should I go for it? It's because you inspired me with the pig grunt. What do you expect but a kick but an ass? Oh, Jesus. Just continue on with the email. Forget. Sorry, guys.
An award as much deserved as it is overdue. Thank you very much. It's nice. When it comes to technology, I'm a man of a select few words. I much prefer a stream of consciousness approach to pitching ideas, as I feel creative flow faster, much like a shopping trolley in the Liffey on a stormy day.
Ooh,
rapid.
Great imagery.
So this email proposition will be short and sweet. much like Nathan's heartfelt delivery of a good link or Graham's pre-season stature. Don't worry, I know you're a powerhouse of a man. Come opening game, breaking ball, no better man. Actually very bad under the breaking ball. Do you know what the breaking ball is?
Breaking bad.
Breaking ball.
Who's Paul?
I am writing to inquire about the vacant special guest / Superman position, which has advertised on podcast episode 104 entitled Email Wars and a Pleasant Visitor.
Oh, thank you!
As I'm sure you both are aware, I am indeed a super fan of the Little Big Podcast. From previous correspondence via Instagram, insistent responses to both of your personal social media accounts in both an abusive and supportive manner, and the great Ray...
I've only gotten abuse from this person. When the rhythm starts to play.
Come
with me, make me sway.
All jokes and witty banter aside, I would generally love and appreciate the chance to hang out with you guys for a couple of hours and bang out
Jesus!
An absolute crack of a podcast. You both have been absolute legends to me over the last 12 months while I tried to break ground in broadcasting and working in radio. I write to you at 2:30pm on a Monday just before I hit the office at 3pm to prep before presenting the Zoo Crew on Spins Out West tonight. I covered Zoo Crew last Friday for the first time, bracket Imro's Ron, they didn't have a choice. I was literally the only person around to cover, haha. I literally had the absolute time of my life. The last year has been one of the happiest and most progressive in my life to date, and I have a serious hunger to keep going. Hunger.
Oh.
A large part of that is down to the supportive friendliness you've shown an upstart from down the country. A man with a dream and a voice getting a shot at the regional big time. A Cinderella story, if you will. So to you, my fairy godfathers, I ask you this. I ask you this, Jesus Christ. Let me on the podcast. Sound. Whatever it takes time-wise to make something work for a time recording, I'll make it work. In a strange turn of events, I'm actually flying back into Dublin from a weekend in Paris on Monday 28th of October. I won't be here, which I believe is the week of episode 1111.
She'll be in Malaysia.
So can I have for a few days in Dublin as I'll have the week off. So any time that we can make it work. Generally, just want to say major congrats to Imro lads. So, so well deserved. I really mean it when I say you're both an inspiration. Lots of love. Anto. That was a beautiful email. Sorry, I may have butchered a little bit.
Thank you so much, Anto.
Last one for now. It's another big one.
Can I read?
Yes.
All right. This is from Ian Bailey. Graham, Nathan, my name is Ian, but you may know me as Bailey, and I've recently started to listen to your podcast. I was bored in work one day and had a solid 24 hours to kill. I thought to myself, I need a good podcast to listen to as I'm not supposed to be looking at my phone during work. I remembered hearing you guys on the radio in the mornings on Spin 103.8's Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan and thinking, these two lads can be very, very average at times.
Yes, thank you.
So I went looking around the Go Loud app and found you, and as I expected, very average.
Hey! Go Loud, baby! Let's all cook the Go Loud books. Let us look like we've more listeners than we do.
People have said to me that they don't believe you when you start pushing Go Loud.
Go Loud is a great bit of kit.
If you're a salesperson.
It's a great bit of kit. It's got all your podcast, radio in one place and playlists.
Now, saying that, it did entertain me and killed my boredom. And then all of a sudden, you were looking for something to spice up your show. A guest, a co-host. This is where I saw my moment to shine. I'll come on and spice things up. Bring the show up from very average to just average. Absolutely no idea how I'll do it, but get me on, give me a chance, and you won't be let down. I may have a friend or two that could be interested in coming on with me as well to shake things up. Literally, I have some high-quality egg shakers at home, but I will let you decide their fate. Thank you for taking the time to read this email, as I know you are both very busy with your time. Yours sincerely, Bailey from Stolen City. Also, I think the show is beaten deadly. I just said average for comedic value. I also know you probably won't pick me or the lads to co-host, but thought I'd drop a message to say, hello, hope yous are well, peace out.
Well read.
Jesus.
That's really well done. Do we have to pass over the email reading duties to you from now on?
You've been doing it for so long now.
I know, yes.
I think people would miss the fluff.
Do you think?
It's nice. It's relatable.
It is.
You heard those emails. We're relatable. Awful.
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. You have until... Today is the 10th of October. You have until what? What's next week? Well, we'll be recording next Wednesday. So let me get the date up there, just in case people are listening to this. You have until, I'd say, Tuesday night, so the 15th.
Be great fun. You'll come in. We'll ask if you want a coffee or a cup of tea. Little chin wag. Food. Bring some food if you want.
Hold on a second now. Let me check my diary.
This man is a tough man to get.
It's going to be after I come back.
From Malaysia?
Yeah, it is. Because, well, that's if the thing in the pipeline happens.
Oh.
So next week is going to be 109.
Yeah.
The following week then will be, if something happens, we'll have news on that. That'll be the 24th. That won't be released. Then I fly out on the 27/28.
How long are you away for?
I'm away till the following Tuesday. So I'll be back then on the Wednesday in work. That's going to be the one.
How many days?
8 days. I'm gone.
You'll have a great time.
I will.
Are you looking forward to it?
I'm very much looking forward to it. Going out visiting my friend John Mack.
Is it fair to say?
He's one of my best friends. One of my friends who I've never been on holidays with ever. He's gone on holidays. It's just, I was away when he was on holidays.
You've
with the
always
lads.
Been on holidays with John Mack.
No, Alan.
Oh, Alan, yes.
My other friend, Alan, he is coming with me. He had a pint with me a few weeks ago and I made him book flights over a pint. And then, hopefully, as I said, Gillivan may or may not be coming down depending on work. I would love to see
you're
Gillivan.
A very cultured man.
Yeah.
Travelling.
Yes.
It's important. It expands your mind, doesn't it?
It does. I feel like I'm a different person.
Well, every
I have
time
also grown
return.
Up. Not every time I return, but to the guy who was 21... and left to go to Vancouver for that summer.
Who
and
enjoyed Bud Light on the lawn with an American flag draped around.
Well, I was Canadian.
American
Canada.
Flag draped around his shoulders.
So I feel like I've been a little bit, opened up your mind a little bit more, become a lot more learned.
You got to open your mind. You got to experience things. You know, we're not on this planet for a long time, especially with climate change and everything like that.
I'll let you in what's happening now.
What?
I'll let you in with the cat.
Oh Jesus!
I think people want to know.
End with
I'm
this?
Not read. I'm not reading any emails.
We're going to end with this. If you want to just stop listening, we'll be back next week.
We'll be able to check the figures of how. What's the average listening? So it's 36 minutes now. If the average is around that, you know that people aren't interested. We'll do that.
All right.
We'll check that.
You've got to.
You gotta be cruel to
that
be
someone's
kind.
Listening for the very first time.
No, I'm not.
Don't be like that. Why are you being like that?
Right, I've had issues with my car. There's a problem in the engine and I'm blaming the car manufacturer because at the end of the day, it is kind of their fault. It's
who
a worldwide
are
scandal.
The car manufacturer?
I'm not saying it
oh,
again.
Oh, you didn't hear how I covered up the name of your car last week.
Oh, do we know?
You never heard. It's 26 minutes or 27 minutes. Oh, you're not going to like it. You wanted a...
I didn't care, really.
Pig squeal. You wanted Lewis bells.
I did not want Lewis
you
bells.
You said be creative.
No, I said do... I said do...
You ain't my mama. It's 27 minutes.
What? What are we on? 26? Okay.
Oh, a little ad.
It's not there. You've got the time wrong. What is
you
it?
You know what I did?
Can you edit a lot of that out?
I played the Frostbit guy.
Oh, it wouldn't be
and
long.
It's literally like 18 seconds long. It makes no sense whatsoever.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Okay, I'll edit that. How many minutes was that?
You're probably not going to edit that, are you?
I will. How many minutes?
about 38.
All right.
He's not going to go near that. Okay, so... Yeah, so basically, I had to go for a service and a diagnostic check because, you know, they said, get a diagnostic check and then we can see if we can pay any money towards it. So I went, got the service, got the diagnostic
very
check
hot.
In a different place to the first place I went, which I complained about the customer service. I went in, got the card, they go, you do realize you got that problem? I go, I know, I'm in talks with customer service. And they go, are you aware you got another problem? And I go, what? They go, yeah, there's another problem with the engine. Do you want us to fix that for you? It's €520. I go, are you actually joking me? It's laughable at this stage. It's laughable. But anyway, they were lovely in this place, in this service centre. And I got a phone call this morning from a woman in there. And she goes, we would like to ask you just a few questions about your recent experience here. And I said, of course. She goes, How would you rate the service you had here? Very good, good, excellent, blah, 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 blah. I go, excellent. How would you, blah, blah, blah? I go, excellent. Blah, 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 blah. I go,
excellent.
Excellent. And I said, she goes, oh, gee, thank you very much, Mr. O'Toole. I go, do you know why? I said, because recently I was in another service centre and I was treated horrendously bad.
This man's not bitter.
And I said, and to come in and to be treated so well was an absolute delight.
So,
and she was like, oh my God.
So let's get to it. What's the ambit?
That is the end bit. I emailed head office yesterday, said I got the diagnostic check. Do I have a response? I have two emails. Is one of them? No, it's not, of course.
No.
Of course not.
You'll keep us updated.
I will. I'll keep you updated, guys. Guys, keep you updated.
I'm very hot. Is the fan on?
No. That's what I was saying.
I'm sweating.
You were wearing a massive jumper. Right, we're back next week. Hopefully with big news. Hopefully we will...
Did you say pig news?
Pig news. Who's your favourite pig in China? They're really doing things with pigs over there, and we need to discuss it more. And graham@gmail.com if you want to become a co-host or if you have anything you want to say at all. Thank
hey,
you very much.
As I've never said before in this podcast, God bless.
Hey, ho, here she go. We got a little too high or a little too low. Hey,
no confidence. Where did it go?
What do you finish the podcast with these days?
As I've always said, God bless.
Into pieces.
Okay, you want to hear this again? Here we go. You want to hear this again? Here you go. Oh, Graham.
There you go. I like that. Cut my life into pieces. Go. Cut my life into